Our reading from the Gospel of John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing, and when they rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. And they began to be afraid, and he said to them, "It is I. Do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord. You know the saying, "Where's Waldo?" First time I heard it, it was before I saw the puzzle game, and my response is, "Who the heck is Waldo?" Today's Gospel is like that. First of all, Jesus went to the mountain to pray and fled the crowds who wanted to make him king after the miracle of the loaves and fishes. They were near Tiberias, the center of Herod, and making someone king there especially is seriously dangerous. Remember what happened to John the Baptist. We hear the disciples quickly get into the boat, and where's Jesus? The crowds. I wonder if they were fleeing them. We have to get the heck out of here fast. Can you hear the conversation about the feeding of the multitude, the loaves and fishes, the remaining fragments, the kingdom that people wanted to make? It must not just have been overwhelming, but a little bit scary. Sometimes when God works through us, don't you have that feeling of that awe and wonder, formerly known as fear of the Lord? Who is this Jesus? Then there's the storm and the heavy rowing. The storm inside, the storm outside. It's Passover season. And who walks on water like the Exodus of old? Like Moses? Like the people across the Red Sea? The disciples were afraid. And walking on water, Jesus goes ahead of them to the shore. He arrives home first. Like Moses, he leads the way. Where's Jesus? But behind and before us, assuring us that we need not be afraid no matter what the storms may bring. Who is Jesus? He says, "I am. Ego eimi." We need not be afraid, for God is with us and leads the way. Easy to say, but as my mother is in CPU of a distant hospital for the 31st day, I'm called to remember that Jesus was in the miracle of the open heart surgery and goes before us in the uncertainty of the recovery of these days. Jesus calls us to rest in the surety of our home in his love. What is your storm or your miracle that gives you cause for an awe and wonder? Who helps you row the boat and quells your fears? Who leads you home?